Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good afternoon, folks, and happy Friday. Welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show. My name is Nathan Strauss, and it's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature, joined by Augusta, Georgia's own Hayden Harris. Welcome here.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Cannot complain.
Let's start with the most recent outing, and then I guess we'll talk about you as a person, because last night was pretty impressive. You get six batters that you face. You strike them all out. How did that feel for you out there?
I was telling all my buddies last night, you know, baseball has a terrible sense of humor, because, you know, last time I gave up a five spot, come out there last night and strike out six in a row. So it's like, you just got to take it for what it is, move on to the next day, no matter how good or how bad it is.
And you pick up your first professional save in the process, so congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So you're out of Augusta, Georgia. You go to Grovetown High. What was it like growing up in the Augusta area from a baseball perspective?
It's always pretty competitive around there. Those teams, they're always competing for a state championship and stuff like that. Getting, I guess, recruited or whatever to bigger schools, you kind of have to adventure out. Like, I had to adventure to Atlanta a couple times just to get some exposure that I needed and everything. But, I mean, being in Augusta, I couldn't complain. I enjoyed my time there.
Who are some guys who you played with either in high school or played against in high school who are sort of at this level, or maybe who you saw down the road in college?
Nick Sandlin, he's with the Guardians right now. Luis Campusano, he's with the Padres. Played against, I mean, travel ball. You can say he played against everybody. But David Holly, a couple other guys that, you know, running around in the minors. A couple of those guys are major leaguers, and it's pretty cool to see them and, you know, say, hey, I got a knock off them back in high school, where I struck them out back in high school or something like that.
Now, I know a lot of guys are two-way players up until college. Were you also a two-way player?
I was a two-way player for a year and a half, 2 years at Southern. I didn't get many ABs, but, you know, I was the only lefty on roster, and they were like, you know, we kind of need you to get better at this than at defense and hitting and everything. I was like, all right, I'll do that. But I still pride myself on being an athlete. Like,
pitchers are athletes too. We're always saying
best athletes on the field.
Exactly. That's what all those PFPs are for in spring training.
Yeah, that's right.
But talk about Georgia Southern. Obviously, a very impressive baseball program down there. What was your recruitment like, and then what was your 5 years like there?
Recruitment wise, I signed. Let's see. Going into my senior year, I was the last guy in our class because I went up, played in Atlanta for the summer. Talked to Coach Beck, who's now the head coach at Western Kentucky, but he's the hitting coach at Southern for the past 5 years. And got something set up in Augusta to throw for him, and then they invited me, and it was pretty quick. And I committed there as soon as they, you know, offered me, because it was kind of, they gave me my first legit shot. Like, I had walk-on offers and stuff to other schools, but they gave me a scholarship and everything, so I wanted to honor that. And I showed that. Pretty happy that I showed that for, you know, 5 years there through COVID and everything. Like, I take pride in, you know, sticking it out and seeing that through, and I think that has to do with, you know, being blessed with the opportunity to play pro ball as well. Like, you know, you gotta stick it out. You say you're gonna do it, go and do it. So that's what I kind of live by.
And it seems like the fans there are really something too, when they pack it out too. Is it like a good sports town down there? Statesboro, right?
Oh yeah, Statesboro. Yeah, they love theirs. Diehard sports fans, like the older people that are in town, they love it. And then the college kids, I mean, you know, they're gonna have their fun and everything, but they enjoy it as well, especially when, you know, our baseball program's pretty consistent, pretty good. We get the big wins, had a regional and stuff like that. They're to support too. Like, they're gonna go out and show out. So yeah, it was a great time.
Do you have a favorite moment from your time with Georgia Southern?
It was nothing that I did, but just us hosting when we played Notre Dame, and Noah Ledford, he had a home run. It was a 7 o'clock game at night. He had a home run for us to go ahead in like the fourth or fifth or something like that. We had Freedom, the eagle, but we have an actual eagle. And he was flying, like, flapping his wings, walking on top of, like, all the fans in the student section. And, like, just that atmosphere. And then seeing, like, videos of it, I still get chills and everything. So I would say that.
I'm surprised we haven't brought that to minor league baseball yet. Like, I'm surprised there hasn't been some sort of, like, team with a bird mascot that, like, runs around in the stand or something. But
I'm sure it's going to happen at some point. I mean, I don't think we should do it. Bees, no one likes bees.
I was going to say, it would be a little bit dicier if we just, like, what are we going to do, bring around a hive of bees everywhere. But probably not the same. Yeah. But you played summer ball in a couple of different interesting locations. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite of them? And sort of what did you take away from your time in summer ball?
My favorite... I don't know. They all kind of have their own, like, my freshman year was in West Virginia, which was, it was nice up there, but not, like, anything crazy. I went to California my sophomore year in the CCO. That was awesome just to get to travel because my family doesn't have much money and be blessed to go out there and experience that for a summer. Junior year was the Northwoods, and then the end of it I was with the Bananas in Savannah. And that was an experience and a half. Northwoods is like what we do here. Play every day, grind it out, all that on a schedule and everything. And then you go from there. I took a week off to move out of my house at Southern to move to another one. And then Biko, the guy that runs Savannah's, I don't know, their management, whatever, he called me. He's like, hey, can you get down here before the playoffs start? Like, if you pitch in one game, you can play in the playoffs. So I had to. Like, sure, took a two-week vacation, I guess, with the Bananas and won the CPL championship a year before they went strictly to banana ball. So, and to play down there, it was probably the most relaxed I've ever been. No pressure, no anything. All about the fans. And I enjoyed it a lot. So I would say, I mean, and then I was in the draft league last year, and that's how I got an opportunity to play pro ball, so I can't overlook that either.
When you were with Bananas, was that when Nick Clarno was there as well?
Yeah, Nick was there for 3 years. I was there for
two weeks,
and I enjoyed it.
Did you pitch to him then?
Yeah, I did. Or no, he played third base. It was Bill Leroy. It was his last year in college, so he caught.
Fair enough. Talk to me about your opportunity after the draft league. What was the sort of process like when it came time for you to sign, and how did those conversations go?
So I was in the draft league, pitched up there, pitched really well. And was waiting around at the draft time as, you know, a fifth year. You're looking to probably take less money so they can overslot, sign somebody in the draft. That didn't happen, so I was kind of just waiting around. And that whole summer I was on LinkedIn, actually, and I was talking to scouts, connecting myself, talking to them, being consistent, seeing my video, my numbers, and everything else. And the whole time I was thinking, you know, I might look stupid, but I think I'm the only one reaching out to scouts on LinkedIn and everything. So I did that, and Alan Butt has been with the Braves for 30 years since Bobby Cox has been here. He messaged me, got my number and everything. He said, you know, you've been consistent with everything, and I don't have any promises for you, but I'll stay in contact, you know, if we need a spot or anything. And then on my 8.5-hour drive up to Maryland, back up to Maryland to play the second half for Indy Ball or whatever, he calls me about 4 hours in. He's like, would you play for this, this, and this? And I said, yeah, I'll play for a Snickers bar. He said, give me an hour. And that's how it went, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then when it came time, you were down in the complex for a little bit, you know, as everyone is after signing. And then, you know, to start this year, you're back in Augusta, sort of where it all began.
Yeah.
How was spring training for you this year?
Spring training was great. I felt like I had a great spring. I felt like it was, you know, I wasn't out of place or anything. I went there with a plan to, you know, I had a plan and also had a kind of a chip on my shoulder like I do now. Like, I'm playing for a job. I'm not like guys making millions of dollars. I'm 24. I'm not 18. So I'm just kind of, you know, trusting my preparation the whole off season. And spring was really good. Coming here, you know, I've had a few dicey outings, but you can't control that. You just got to keep moving.
Yeah, that's baseball.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. But, I mean, I can't complain at all with how everything's going right now.
You ever go to any Green Jackets games going up back when they were in the old stadium? I know you're a little bit further outside of Augusta.
Lake Olmsted? Yeah. I've went since I was little. I saw Pablo Sandoval was making rehab assignments, and Angel Pagan, Mad Bum. Saw all those guys. I mean, probably good stories. I don't remember them much as a kid. You kind of just remember running around, asking for a ball, you know, getting a high five or something. That's about all I remember. But I definitely saw a bunch of those guys play.
And were you always a late-inning guy when you were in college, too? Or is that a sort of newer role where you've sort of come in this year right now as either a stopper when guys are in need of getting out of a jam, or as a late-inning lefty arm going up against lefty-dominant lineups?
I would say that I mean, for the most part in college, I was a stopper, reliever, closer, whatever you want to say. And then I think my last month and a half in college, we didn't have a midweek or a Sunday starter. And I started 7 games in the last month, I think. And I was, when they asked me what I was like, whatever you need me to be. I mean, I'm a five-year college guy. Tell me what you need me to do. But being here, being on a schedule, and being able to go in and, you know, let it eat for an inning or two, that's really nice. A lot different than college. College, you don't really have a, you know, like, if you're pitching good, you're going to keep going. Here, it's go do your job, which is, it's nice to know and easy to prepare for. Easier to prepare for, I would say.
Are you having fun?
Oh, it's baseball. This is my getaway. As much as, you know, we complain about maybe like sitting around a lot, other people are in offices doing all kinds of other stuff for, I mean, now some of them make less money than us, so it's, I don't complain. I enjoy my time.
Yeah, I would take sitting in a locker room listening to ASAP any day over being in a cubicle, sure.
100%. I talked to my mom. She's a lawyer's assistant, and she said, I'll trade you to you. I said, no, thank you.
What do your parents do? And do you have family as well? Like siblings, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I do. My mom's in Augusta. She's worked for the same lawyer for 15 years. And then...
You've been listening to the Tax Slayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, Tax Slayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Well, hello and welcome to this Friday evening showdown between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. My name is Nathan Strauss. A pleasure to be with you as always here on the Green Jackets Radio Network as Augusta looks to pick up a series win for the first time in this 2023 season. They'll be doing so led by Braves number 2 overall prospect Owen Murphy on the mound. He looks to rebound from his last outing. But first, they'll have to get by the hottest pitcher on this Kannapolis staff. Tanner McDougal, a first-day draft selection from a couple of years ago, has been immaculate so far this season, yet to allow a run in 9 1/3 innings of work. The Green Jackets will hope to change their fortunes against the Henderson, Nevada native this evening. Augusta has won each of the first 3 games this series. Yesterday, they picked up a 6-2 come-from-behind win. They scored six consecutive goals. Way too much hockey going on in my brain. 6 consecutive runs, 6 unanswered runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings to pick up that win. Hayden Harris came in as the closer in the 8th, and he struck out all 6 batters he faced, picking up his first professional save. Augusta tonight wearing their alternate green jerseys. They have won 2 straight games in those green jerseys with the camo on the front and trim. Kannapolis rebrands this weekend as the Kannapolis Q's, as in barbecues. Their jerseys are black with white pants, a pink Q with a curly part of the lower letter of the Q to resemble a pig's tail. It is Jiggy with the Piggy Barbecue Fest here this weekend. Tavares steps in to lead it off, and he will hit the first pitch high and deep to center field. Going back is Weaver at the track, and he will make the catch 400 feet from home plate. Tavares, who homered last night, was looking for another one there, and that one must have been about 396 feet. Well, 385, 102 miles an hour off the bat. Any other part of the stadium in that could find some tarmac, and Instead, it is a loud out number one. Ethan Werkinger next up to the plate against the imposing righty McDougal. 6'6", 210. The pitch is bounced up for a ball. Werkinger, last night, launched his third homer of the year, riding an 8-game hit streak, a team high. McDougal on the mound, still coming back from Tommy John surgery 2 years ago. The 1-0 misses outside 2-0 at 97. McDougal was an Oregon commit out of Henderson, Nevada in the Las Vegas area, an area that has produced a ton of major league talent in the last decade or so. The 2-0 misses outside 3-0. You think about Bryson Stott and obviously most notably Bryce Harper as being Las Vegas natives. 3-0 on Werkinger with no one on and one out, and the pitch is low and away, ball four. So it is a walk, the third of the series drawn by Werkinger, and he is aboard for David McCabe, a man who needs to break out in a big way here tonight. But back to McDougal on the mound. Tommy John surgery in 2021. Signed rather than honor his commitment to go play at Oregon. Still working his way back. Pitched a little bit last year, mostly in live BP sessions. No affiliated action for him. The pitch to McCabe is down in the dirt for a ball at 88. The word on McDougal is his fastball and his slurve, his breaking ball, which is a curve with slider-like movement, are his two plus pitches at the moment. The 1-0 gets the outside corner for a strike, 1-1 at 96. He was hitting 94 miles an hour as a junior in high school, which when you're 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", is going to happen if you even put a little bit of time in the weight room. And now it's about harnessing it. One away, the 1-1. Checked his swing on a fastball, and he went around on a pitch that might have been in the zone anyways. It's 1-2. And you can hear the pop of that mitt at 97. McDougal gets it up there with some real zip. And obviously the downside to that is you can give up some hard contact if you don't miss the bats, but he has yet to give up a run this season through now 9 2/3 innings of work. The 1-2. Taken down and in for a called third strike. McCabe goes down looking. It is his fifth strikeout in 10 at-bats this series. He is now 3 for his last 35 after going into the beginning of last series hitting 330. He is now down to 200. But that is what baseball is like, and it is a long season. And Jeremy Celedonio is next up to the plate with one on and two away. Power on power, the pitch, a breaking ball, backs him off. There's that curveball at 77 taken for a ball. Werkinger, who walked, is off of the first base bag with two away. The 1-0, sliced foul. And even on that foul ball there, you can just hear that if Celedonio can get a hold of one of these pitches, he can send it a long, long way. He has the two longest hits on the season for the Green Jackets, 442 and 440 feet, respectively. The pitch, breaking ball, gets away from the catcher, Pineda, goes all the way to the backstop, and Werkinger will advance on the wild pitch. The defense for Kannapolis, Baldwin at third, Sprinkle back into the lineup at short, Camiletti at second, Tim Elko at first. Pineda is behind the dish. Luis Pineda had a good game the other day. Laureano in left, Weaver in center, Logan in right. 2-1 the count to Celedonio. The pitch taken outside and low. And the count goes to 3-1. And you can see a lot of what the scouting report says on McDougal here in his first four batters. The stuff is there, just the accuracy and the consistency is not quite up to par yet. But the 3-1, taken high, ball four. That one at 97 as well, but zipped up there a bit too high, and there are now two aboard for Justin Janis. McDougal, a 0.00 ERA. 12 strikeouts coming into today, a whip of 1.18. 6 walks to 12 strikeouts with 5 hits allowed. The more walks than hits, again, plays into the excellent overpowering stuff, but occasionally errant location. Two aboard, the first pitch to Janis is bounced up and blocked by Pineda, 1-0. And already, through this first 2/3 innings worth of work, McDougal is up to 15 pitches with just 5 strikes. And one of those strikes was a 385-foot flyout to Tavares to lead off the game. The 1-0. Taken low, ball 2 with a changeup that time. actually a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It was just the first fastball that didn't snap, sizzle, and pop all the way in. Snap, crackle, and pop, I suppose. So 2-0 with two aboard and two away here. No score, top of the first. The pitch is in the zone in the inside corner at 98. The Green Jackets have seen triple digits once this year from Adrian Rodriguez of the Down East Wood Ducks. This has got to be the most consistent gas they've seen from a starter, though, the 2-1. Backs him off, nearly hits him on the waist, and it's 3-1. Already two walks this game issued by McDougal here in his first inning of work. His last outing only lasted two innings, although he gave up just one hit. Hitters count to Janis, the 3-1. Swung on and missed. High cheddar there. And it is a full count. So runners will be in motion. First and second with a 3-2 count. And two away here. No score, top of the first. Janis trying for a hit. The payoff pitch, line down the left field line, but slicing foul and out of play. Yesterday, Janis went 0-for-3 with a walk. It snapped his 7-game hit streak. He does have an 8-game on base streak, however. As all the runners will get back to their station. A couple of walks to Workinger and Celedonio, who are on second and first. The 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3 at 98. So you see it all in that first half inning from McDougal, who walks a pair but strikes out two. And we head to the bottom of the first with the score, the Green Jackets 0. Kannapolis coming up. You're listening to the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
No score after the bottom of the first. That brings us to, after the top of the first, that brings us to the bottom of inning number one. Green Jackets taking on the Cannonballers. We mentioned earlier they're dressed today through Sunday as the Kannapolis Qs, the barbecue festival taking place right over center field. You can see the tents from our press box here called Jiggy with the Piggy. And I laugh a little bit every time I say it out loud, but plenty of meat to be had in the area, and it is a festival-like atmosphere. A lot of pig farmers come in and have their items appraised, so to speak, and judged. A real sort of country fair kind of atmosphere this weekend. Owen Murphy takes the mound and delivers his first pitch of the evening, just low and away. Murphy comes into today with an 0-1 record, a 1.69 ERA. This is his fourth outing of the season. He's got Sprinkle leading it off. And the pitch is rocketed up the middle for a base hit. It goes into left field. And Sprinkle will be on with the first hit of the game as he takes first base, his third hit of the series. The leadoff man is aboard for Camaletti. Murphy so far this season has made three outings. His last time out got tagged with a loss. Went four innings, gave up two runs. Both of them were earned on five hits. He did strike out four. But he gave up some hard contact to the gaps, something to monitor as this evening goes on. Sprinkle on first, the lefty Camaletti at the dish. Runners going on the first pitch. It is taken high. The throw out of second, not in time. It gets into center field. Sprinkle thinks about taking third. The throw comes in, and it is caught by McKay, but not in time. So it'll likely be a throwing error on Dawson Diamond, and with a 1-0 count to the number two man, Camaletti. The go-ahead run, the first run of the game, is already here in scoring position off of third base now. The infield will come in. Dawson Diamond is behind the plate, catching Owen Murphy. The 1-0, line down the right field line for a base hit. Should be extra bases. Coming in to score is Sprinkle, taking a big turn, going back to the bag at first is Camaletti. So back-to-back knocks here to begin the bottom of the first. It is an RBI single for Camaletti. Sprinkle comes in to score, and Kannapolis is on top, 1-0. And that'll bring up Tim Elko. Elko leading the league in hits, runs, or rather RBIs, and total bases. The pitch, off speed, in for a strike. Elko this series, though, just 2-for-12, 2 doubles, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Been held relatively in check. So Murphy on the mound. He's given up 2 straight hits here to begin the game. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider, and it's 0-2. On deck is Brooks Baldwin, who has been mashing this series, 7-for-13. Camaletti on first, 1-0 the score, the 0-2. Fouled off the helmet of Dawson Diamond. Green Jackets have David McCabe at third, Ambiori Savarez at short, Francisco Floyd at second, Justin Janis at first. Jair Casanova in left, Ethan Werkinger in center, and Mekhi Backstrom in right, with Diamond behind the dish and Murphy on the mound. 0-2 the count to Elko. The pitch, grounded foul down the third baseline. Temperatures today in the 70s here in Kannapolis. Partly cloudy, a beautiful evening here in North Carolina. The 0-2, waved at and missed, strike three. He chased the high cheddar there at 91. And he goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Brooks Baldwin, who comes up to the dish with one on and one home already this half inning. The first pitch is taken just up and away for a ball by Brooks Baldwin. Baldwin having himself a series, putting himself in the conversation for next week's Player of the Week in the Carolina League, because he is 7-for-13 with 5 runs batted in, a homer, 2 doubles, a strikeout, and 2 stolen bases. The pitch taken outside, 2-0. Baldwin hits .375 versus righties this year, and as is traditional with lefties, his splits are far worse, going up against southpaws, just .250. On this season against left-handers. Pickoff throw comes over to first. Janis, no tag on Camaletti. Two and zero on the lefty Baldwin. The pitch taken just outside. 3-0. Murphy, still just 19 years of age. Last year's first-round draft pick, 20th overall. The 3-0. Sock down the left field line, but foul. On deck for Kannapolis, Bryce Willits, 2-for-8 with a pair of strikeouts. The inning began with a pair of singles. Sprinkle singled, got to third on a stolen base and an error, and then scored on Camaletti's single to right field. The 3-1. Popped up, but foul and out of play. In addition to their normal mascot tonight, Kannapolis has a pig mascot in an inflatable pig suit wandering around. In fact, the pig was just in the Kannapolis dugout in front of their giant industrial fan. 3-2 the count with 1 away. The payoff pitch. Runner goes. It's taken high and outside for ball 4. So no stolen base for Camaletti, but there are now 2 aboard with just 1 out for Bryce Willits. It's been an uneven start so far for Owen Murphy. Owen Murphy is just an intensely competitive figure. I've seen him play baseball, obviously, over the last month or so, but I've also seen him play ping pong in the clubhouse, and he is just the kind of person who hates losing. It doesn't really matter what the scenario is, what the sport is, what the game is. Willits, the lefty, takes strike one. 93 there for Murphy. His velocity was way down his last time out, was sitting 88 to 91. And he should be between 90 and 94. The 0-1 pitch. Just misses up and away with a breaking ball, 1-1. 1-0 the score. Kannapolis on top here looking to snap a losing streak. Green Jackets have won each of the first three games this series. 1-1 the count with two aboard. Murphy gets the signs from Diamond. The pitch fouled off, the netting. Braves are active this evening. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Could be playable here, but then it drifts out of play over on the third baseline, and it's going to land on the roof of Atrium Health Ballpark, where we are right now. Camiletti, who singled off of second. Baldwin, who walked, is off of first. Infield at a medium depth. The double play ends the inning. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 93 on the outside corner. It's the second strikeout for Murphy, and there are two away here in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring up Luis Pineda. Luis Pineda roped an RBI double the other day at 105 miles an hour off the bat. I had a chance to watch him taking live BP today. He hit maybe three or four consecutive home runs to center field off the batter's eye. He's got a lot of power as he takes a strike. He's got a lot of power in that frame, and it's a real good catcher's build. It's exactly what you'd think a catcher should do. Hit for power in the sort of Alejandro Kirk mold of this last year. The 0-1, breaking ball, grounded foul off the end of the bat down the third baseline. Of course, if you want to talk power hitting catchers, look no further than Sean Murphy, who has been lighting it up. As of right now, the best catcher in all of baseball, playing, of course, for the Atlanta Braves. Timeout here called, the 0-2 count. Timeout called by Pineda. The Venezuelan steps back into the box wearing number 45. Two aboard and one run home here in the bottom of the first. The 0-2. Stayed with an off-speed pitch there, fouled it off the sign. And a fan who came prepared with a glove makes a nice catch and gives it to a young girl a few seats away. That's what we're here for. I could watch little kids get baseballs that fly into the stands all year long, and it would make me smile every single time. The 0-2, again, fouled off. This one will leave the ballpark, though, and go well out of play over towards Vance Street down the right field line. Murphy up to 23 pitches here. There is an arm warming in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. The 0-2. Lined up the middle, caught by the shortstop, Tavares on a line, taking away extra bases and saving a couple of runs. Murphy gives up a couple of hits to begin this ball game, and the Green Jackets are down 1-0 going into the top of inning number two. Some good defense saves him there as we hit the second inning. Green Jackets 0 and Kannapolis 1.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
shaking without the woman next to me. Guilt is burning, inside I'm hurting. This ain't a feeling I can keep, so blame it on the night.
Back here in the top of the second inning, 1-0 the score, Kannapolis on top over the Augusta Green Jackets. Green Jackets coming into today at 10-13, riding a 3-game win streak, their longest win streak of the season. Dawson Diamond steps in and takes a breaking ball in the dirt for a ball to begin his account tonight. 1-for-3 with 2 runs batted in on Wednesday was Dawson Diamond. An RBI single and a walk. And he takes low ball 2 at 96. So McDougal back on the mound. 22 pitches in that first inning. Walked 2 and got a 3-2 strikeout to end it on Justin Janis, the 2-0. Flown into shallow left field. Shortstop Sprinkle calls for it on the outfield grass. Battling the sun, he backtracks and makes the catch 15 feet behind the third base bag. And that'll bring up Jair Casanova, having himself quite a series, 4-for-9. He didn't play yesterday, got a day off, but 4-for-9, a homer, 4 runs batted in, 2 strikeouts and a stolen base for Casanova, swinging a great bat right now. The pitch, breaking ball down and away. I don't know if McDougal has thrown a strike with an off-speed pitch yet. He has gotten a lot of strikes on that fastball, but the off-speed stuff seems to be a chase pitch, and he misses up and away with another slurve, and it's 2-0. The pitch, fastball sliced foul out of play. Murphy needed 25 pitches in the bottom of the first. You cannot throw more than 30 pitches in an inning in the Braves organization and return for the next frame from top to bottom, so he was able to survive. The 2-1, taken way up high at 97, 3-1. Murphy gave up 2 hits and a walk, and the ball that was hit to end the inning came off the bat of Pineda at 106 miles an hour. The 3-1 swung on and missed. A mighty hack there on a pitch that was up and out of the zone. So another full count here for McDougal. His next pitch will be his 30th with no one on and one away. The payoff pitch, breaking ball, taking ball 4 just off the outside corner. The catcher went to throw down to first and go around the horn, and instead it was called a ball. Certainly a borderline pitch, but Casanova gets the call. He becomes the third man walked today by McDougal, and that'll bring up Mekhi Backstrom. Backstrom tripled the other day, 1-for-3 with a run, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. He snapped an 0-for-8, or really actually a 1-for-10 going back to Sunday. Casanova stole a bag on Tuesday as Backstrom takes the pitch at the bottom of the zone for a strike. Backstrom with his 65-grade power tool. If he can just get the bat on a fastball here, he can send it a long way. The 0-1. Lifted to deep right field. This could be it. Going back to the track and making the catch is Logan. Going back to the bag is Casanova. Well, I say this could be it because yesterday before the game, I talked with Ambioris Tavares. We were chatting in Spanish in the dugout, and I said, Tavi, today is the day you're going to hit that home run. And lo and behold, he hit it. When I was talking with Mekhi in the clubhouse this afternoon as we were enjoying some Tropical Smoothie Cafe action, I shared a similar forecast as a pitch drops in for a strike to Francisco Floyd, the nine man. And I thought he might have had it there, but instead it becomes a fly out to the wall. So two away. The 0-1 to Floyd brushes him back at 95. And it's 1-1. Backstrom hit 10 round trippers last year for the Green Jackets, still trying to muscle that first one out. I tried to call a shot there for him. The 1-1 to Floyd. Breaking ball up and in, 2-1. Floyd 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout on Tuesday. He is 1 for his last 22. The 2-1. Fastball misses in the dirt, 3-1. There's a little bit of smoke drifting in over the stadium, and I'm almost positive it's barbecue smoke from the festival across the street. It's a little hazy out here. Not complaining about the smell, though. The 3-1. Smoked foul out of play. 2 walks in the first, surrendered by McDougal, and here in the second, 1 walk given up. He's at 2 strikeouts now and up to 38 pitches, but still no hits for the Green Jackets. Runner goes, the pitch is swung on and missed. And there is the third strikeout for McDougal as we head to the bottom of inning number 2. Green Jackets get some loud contact, but are still without a hit in this one. The top of, rather the bottom of the second we go. Kannapolis up 1-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Ay, ay, los pongo a bailar la pelúa. El que no baile que lo despelucan. Hijo de puta, no me cuquen.
Bottom 2 here in Kannapolis with the Green Jackets down 1-0. It'll be 7-8-9, bottom of the order, stepping in to face Owen Murphy. Murphy gave up some loud contact in the first inning, and that's sort of what we saw from him this last time out. He gave up 5 hits in 4 innings of work there. And also got tagged for 2 runs. His strikeout touch was there as well. He struck out 4. Coming into today, opponents were hitting 220 against him. That's gone up a little bit as of now. The first pitch of the inning is grounded towards short. Tavares charges, fields, transfers. The throw to first is not in time, and it'll go all the way into the dugout on a throwing error by Ambioris Tavares. So it goes out of play. Tavares held on a little bit too long there. I'm not sure if he realized the kind of speed that Drake Logan has. And by the time he made the throw, he just released it late. And the leadoff man is aboard for the second straight inning. Logan at second. They could give him an infield hit as well and a throwing error. We'll see if they, how they score this. But stepping up to the plate, Genabia Laureano, 3-for-6 with 2 doubles this series out of the 8 spot. The pitch taken up high. 1 of whether the Green Jackets win games or not, aside from obviously how many runs they score, is how many errors they commit. The 1-0. Check swings. It's a pitch in the zone anyways, and the count goes to 1-1. So no infield hit. It is just a 2-base error on Tavares. So Logan reaches on an E6. The 1-1. Grounded up the middle, Logan's going to third. Tavares fields, throws to first in time. But a productive out for Laureano sets up a potential run scoring out here for Cabrera Weaver. Good read there by Logan on that ball up the middle, because if you hesitate too long and you're off the bag, that's where you can end up getting tagged out or caught in a rundown. Infield comes in for the 9-man Weaver, went 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts on Wednesday. Laureano retired 6-3. Weaver, approaching his 100th game with Kannapolis, will take the first pitch for a strike at 92 on the outside corner. Weaver, Georgia kid, grew up a Braves fan outside of Atlanta. Runner on third, the 0-1. Taken outside for a ball. Tonight we see Owen Murphy, the number 2 overall prospect, on the bump for Augusta. Tomorrow we see J.R. Ritchie, the number 3 overall prospect. 2 very different pitching styles in this same organization. The 1-1. Line fair down the left field line. It's going to get in the run. Weaver hits first. He is coming into second with a stand-up double. The throw will be caught by Tavares on the third base line. It is an RBI double for Cabrera Weaver, and it is now 2-0 Annapolis. Weaver was hitting just 178, but that was a good knock there. And some more hard contact. Got all the way down to the corner. And the top of the order comes up to bat next with Jordan Sprinkle, who singled and scored in the first at the dish. The runner on second. 2-0 the score now. The pitch is taken up high for a ball. Fourth double of the season for Weaver. The 1-0. Flown foul off the barrel of the bat down the right field line. A fan is going to try and make a play on it, and it narrowly misses their kid. Head on a swivel here on Jiggy with the Piggy weekend in Kannapolis, North Carolina. There is a real beauty in this job, by the way. No matter what minor league team you work for, you see parts of the country that you would never have seen otherwise. The 1-1 fouled off 1-2. So far this season, the Green Jackets have been to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which in theory you could have gone to if you weren't a minor league baseball employee or player. Columbia, South Carolina, which obviously a big college town with USC. But Kannapolis, North Carolina, probably not on the destination list. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a high fastball, and there is strikeout number three for Murphy for the second out of the inning. Still 2-0 Kannapolis here, bottom two. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the home side. The Green Jackets, no runs, no hits, and two errors. The run that scored will presumably go down as an unearned run because of the error that put the man who scored, Drake Logan, on board. Camaletti, who drove home a run with a single to right his first time up at the dish. The pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner. Camaletti, the squat lefty, Central Michigan product, still leads the league in walks, but has been quieted this season before today. It was 1-for-11 against the Green Jackets coming in. The pitch, socked to left field, but foul down the left field line and out of play. No home runs yet for Camaletti coming into today, hitting 183. That 670 OPS, though, is really buoyed by the amount of times he gets on base via the free pass. The runner takes a short lead off of second. The 0-2, grounded up the middle. Tavares fields, gathers, throws in time by a step to retire the side. But an error and a double cost the Green Jackets for the second straight frame. The Kannapolis Cannonballers end up pushing a run home through two innings here in North Carolina. Green Jackets down 2-0 with a third coming up. Top of the order when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HDTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
That's what I'm feeling. Top of inning number three here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It is a 2-0 lead for Kannapolis. They have scored first now in all four games this season, which is impressive because the Green Jackets had scored first in 70% of their games coming into this series. Tavares leads it off. The pitch, fastball taken in the dirt. Tavares sent the first pitch of the game 385 feet to the wall in center field, but loud contact couldn't get it out. The 1-0. Grounded up the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Tavares hits first. He will go to second. It gets tangled up in the corner, and Tavares has the first hit of the day for the Green Jackets. For the fourth game of the series, the Green Jackets don't get a hit until the third inning. But Tavares leads it off with a double, and he has now completed, I suppose, the very loosely defined series-long cycle with a triple, a double, a homer, and a couple singles over the four games. Tavares, though, on a roll, he is now 5-for-14 this series. And that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger, who drew a five-pitch walk back in the first. The pitch, line to the alley in left center field. It's going to be a tough play for the center fielder. He's not going to get there. It gets all the way to the wall. Tavares scores easily. Werkinger is into second. He wants three. The throw comes to the shortstop, and Werkinger slides in safely at third with an RBI triple. That's one way to push your hit streak to nine games. Hard contact as he gets his first triple of the season, and the Green Jackets have taken one back. It is now a 2-1 Kannapolis lead. The center fielder Weaver may have been able to dive and block that ball, but it was going to be a real hard one to find. So Tavares doubles, Werkinger triples, and now McCabe at the dish takes a strike. Excuse me, takes a ball that was a little bit off the outside corner. Infield is in, protecting the lead. McCabe 0-for-10 this series. The pitch. That one is in for a strike with the off-speed. Tavares and Werkinger are having themselves just excellent games, an excellent series here in Kannapolis. The 1-1, line down the left field line, but foul. Not a whole lot of foul territory to either pole. This ballpark is almost identical to Dunkin' Donuts Park in Hartford, Connecticut, and it's not a coincidence because the architects did visit Hartford and use it as inspiration. Runner on third, the 1-2, taken high with a fastball. McCabe now down below the Mendoza line, 194. Again, struggling through a 3-for-35 stretch right now. The 2-2 outside, taken by McCabe. It's 3-2. He drove home a run on a sacrifice fly the other day. Any sort of ball in play here likely scores the tying run with Werkinger on third. And no one out. The 3-2. Off the outside corner for a ball. And the Green Jackets have runners on the corners here for Jeremy Celedonio. A few grunts and groans from the crowd here as we're going to get a visit from the pitching coach who has been active this series, Blake Hickman. Some remarkable numbers coming into today's contest about Kannapolis' pitching staff. They have one of the best starting rotations by ERA in the Carolina League. Their starter's ERA is 2.87, which is second best in the Carolina League. Their bullpen ERA is 6.89, which is second worst in the Carolina League. So by the numbers, obviously a smaller sample size, but their bullpen, which has pitched the least amount of innings of any bullpen in the league, is amongst the toughest. And the Green Jackets have dominated their relievers so far this series. I don't think a single reliever so far, actually, has pitched a clean inning, aside from Pauly Milto, who came in with a big deficit the other day, and the Green Jackets couldn't muster up anything against him. No one warming just yet, though, for Kannapolis. Runners on the corners, 2-1 the score, Kannapolis on top. Celedonio at the dish. The pitch is bounced in, blocked by Pineda. A walk for Celedonio his first time up. He has driven home 11 on the season, which still leads the Green Jackets, although Werkinger is catching up after the last couple of nights. The 1-0. Taken low again. 49 pitches, just 21 strikes. Some quick math tells me that's about 45%. As time is called, and we've got a balk. And the run is going to come in to score, and we saw that one from up here. Sometimes with balks, you don't quite know what they are. There's that famous meme, you know, a balk is, well, sort of, you know it when you see it. But that time was pretty obvious. McDougal on the mound, steps off the rubber, and then gets back on the rubber. So we are all tied up at two with the runner on second. Celedonio takes a ball outside. working her scores. McCabe now off of second base, and no reason to swing here with a 3-0 count for Stella Donio. The pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Auto take there, I believe, on a 96-mile-an-hour heater. So we're all tied up at 2 apiece with the runner in scoring position and still no one out. The 2-2 taken down low. Excuse me, that was a 3-2 pitch, and it is another walk. So it is the fifth free pass of the day issued by Tanner McDougal. The Green Jackets, by the way, with those two runs this inning, those are the first two runs scored off of McDougal this entire season. Not the first time the Green Jackets have broken a big shutout streak for a Kannapolis pitcher either. So two aboard and no out for Janis, who struck out his first time up, but he grounds the first pitch to first. The first baseman Elko slides, gets the out at second, no throw to first, as it'll be a 3-6 fielder's choice for Janis. Interestingly enough, had there not been a runner on first, that ball probably gets through to the outfield. Elko was not guarding the bag. He wasn't holding anyone on because the runner was on second. So runners are back to being on the corners. McCabe advances. Celedonio is out on the base path. Janis at first for Dawson Diamond, who popped out to begin the second. Still 2-2 the score here, top of the third. The pitch is taken outside for a ball. And now an arm is up and throwing. Cole Ramage is the arm getting loose. We've got time called as I believe a ball went over the fence from the berm in left field. I wish there were a major league ballpark, by the way, that had a true berm. Obviously, Great American Ballpark. The ballpark in Arlington, Texas. The 1-0 is bounced in, taken for a ball, 2-0. Whatever, it's not Great American Ballpark. It's the Rangers' home stadium does have that grassy cutout in center field, but fans aren't allowed there. It's more for, I mean, they use it as their batter's eye. Obviously, in Los Angeles as well, the Angels Stadium has that rocky sort of rock garden center field. The 0-2, rather the 2-0, is taken high, 3-0. But it's very Little League World Series almost to have fans be able to sit on the grass and watch a baseball game, and kids are able to roll around and get some of that energy out. First and third, a 3-0 count here to Diamond. The pitch is taken outside, ball four. So back-to-back-to-back walks with a ground out mixed in has loaded the bases now for Jair Casanova. Six walks on the day already for the Green Jackets, which has set them up for success. Janis advances to second, and I believe this is going to do it for McDougal, who's going to leave the game with the bases loaded and one out in the top of the third. Already up to 56, now 57 pitches, 23 strikes, and he is responsible for all three men on base. As coming in is the former Arkansas Razorback, Cole Ramage, out of Southlake, Texas. McDougal gets a round of applause. He has showcased that he certainly has some very good stuff. It's just the consistency that'll come with time. He's obviously just passed the double-digit mark in innings from coming back into professional baseball after Tommy John surgery in 2021. We'll keep it here so I can keep waxing on about the benefit of berms. Haven't done that this year. There haven't been enough tangents this year. You know, the Green Jackets' average time of game coming into this series was just 2 hours and 19 minutes. And you think about it, there's probably an hour and 40 minutes worth of action in each of those. There's just not enough time for me to spout my mouth off, and with no color partner here to, you know, keep me intact, it's finally time for a good old-fashioned rampage. Cole Ramage into the game, the 6'1" former Razorback. That Arkansas program has produced a number of terrific baseball players. Think about, as far as the White Sox go, they now have Andrew Benintendi, who was an excellent former Arkansas Razorback back in the day, obviously a Red Sox selection, and he is currently the owner of the biggest contract ever awarded by the Chicago White Sox, which is, to be fair, the 29th largest contract of all time. I believe Dan Helody in the other broadcast is asking if the strike zone has been small on both sides. And it has been maybe a little bit condensed, but in fairness, I don't think that when you've walked six guys, you're going to get the call on the seventh batter with that borderline pitch, if that is fair to say. You know, strike zones at any level of baseball are a little bit amorphous. That was the term that, I forget which manager said it. The old Rays manager, maybe Madden, said it back in the early 2000s. So the bases are loaded here. Two runs home in this half inning. Casanova at the dish with the bases juiced. The pitch swung on and missed at 78. Ramage has a funky release point. It's very high, and it lends itself well to a lot of vertical break. And he's going with the off-speed stuff first. Infield at double play depth. The 0-1. Flown down the right field line, likely out of play, and landing in the picnic patio. There is a young kid with a glove is going to go over and try and pick it up. I'm generally anti-unwritten rule. We were talking about this sort of off the air the other day, talking about Wander Franco, who did just a terrific acrobatic play at short the other day. I'll finish this tangent in a second. The 0-2, fouled off. One of the, I don't know if it's an unwritten rule of baseball per se, but of being at a baseball game, is that if you're an adult who catches a foul ball or gets your hands on a foul ball, you darn better be finding a kid to give that ball to. 0-2, the pitch is swung on and missed. Got him on a fastball in the dirt, and there are now two away. The inning began with Ambioris Tavares doubling down the left field line. Ethan Werkinger tripled to left center to drive him home. David McCabe walked, got to third base, and scored on a balk. Celedonio walked as well. Dawson Diamond walked. The bases are still loaded here for the lefty Backstrom. The pitch is lined to right center field and deep. It is way back there, and it is gone. Backstrom demolishes the first grand slam of the season for the Augusta Green Jackets, and he has blown this game wide open. Jimmy Neutron strikes again, launching one, a laser beam over the wall in right center field. He does get his first knock of the season. 111 off the bat, 403 feet, a missile from Mackay, and it is now 6-2. And he puts on the celebratory green jacket, which is the home run celebration here. He shakes those maracas, and boy, has he earned it. And for the record, make me 2-for-2 on consecutive days for home run predictions. That'll bring up the ninth man to bat this half inning. It is Francisco Floyd. The pitch swung on and missed, and he goes down in the count 1-2. As I was saying, when Mackay Backstrom hits the ball, it stays hit. The pitch check swinged, he went around, and that will retire the side. Nine men come to the plate, and six of them score, capped off by a Mackay Backstrom missile to right. We'll keep it here so I can edit that highlight. It's now 6-2 Green Jackets.
Yes, sir.
back here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, where the Green Jackets, for the second time this series, have hung a six spot on the Cannonballers. It is their largest inning scoring-wise of the season. And after giving up a run in each of the first two frames, Murphy, who had to wait about 25 minutes for that inning to end, is back on the bump. He delivers an off-speed pitch for a strike to Tim Elko. Mekhi Backstrom gets his first homer of the year and the first Green Jackets Grand Slam of the year. The 0-1, socked to left field and in for a base hit for Tim Elko. Elko has cooled off a little bit this series and is now 1-for-2 today, make him 3-for-14. The leadoff man is aboard. The leadoff man has reached and scored in each of the first two frames. And that'll bring up Brooks Baldwin. Well, if he's walking, he's not hitting home runs, and he walked his first time up, but 7-for-13 on the series. Trying to get the Cannonballers back into this one, and he launches this one to deep right center field. This is back in the triangle, and it is off the wall. Elko is going to come in to score. He blows through a stop sign. The throw to the plate is all the way to the backstop, and it is a triple for Brooks Baldwin. And just like that is a 6-3 ball game. Baldwin, 8-for-14 this series. I mean, someone needs to get the bat just out of his hands, and someone needs to get him into a Winston-Salem Dash uniform. But the lead is now down to 6-3. Elko actually ran through a stop sign at third base there. It was actually a fairly conservative stop sign because he scored comfortably. We'll see if they give him a double or a triple. And it would appear that they give him a triple. So it's an RBI triple for Baldwin. He has driven in now 6 runs this homestand. And Bryce Willits takes ball one. The 1-0. Sock to center field. It's going to be deep enough to get the run in, as making a catch on a line is working here. He won't even bother trying to get this one in from 400 feet away. So it's 2 quick runs in this third inning, and what was a 4-run lead has become a 2-run lead as a sacrifice fly for Willits brings home Baldwin. It has not been the most clean of outings for Owen Murphy, whose ERA has risen now to 2.15. No one on for Luis Pineda, who takes a breaking ball for a strike. The 0-1 popped up, got underneath this one. The shortstop Tavares is over by David McCabe. Tavares backs up onto the outfield grass and makes the catch. So the Green Jackets now up 6-4. Six runs, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Green Jackets. 5 hits, no errors for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And that'll bring up Drake Logan, who reached second on an error on a ground out back in the second. The pitch is taken for a strike. 3 batters in a row now. Murphy has gone to an off-speed pitch to start. As we've got a visit from the press box dog here in the booth. Let's see. I'm bringing over the microphone. Let's see. As this pitch misses outside. Do you have anything to say? I know you're a big contributor in this line of work. What are your thoughts so far on the Kannapolis Cannonballers? Nope, no thoughts? Oh.
That's all right.
If you heard those sniffing noises into the mic, that was indeed a beautiful mini doodle who we have up here in the press box, making a surprise appearance. The count's 2-1 on Logan. And it's outside for a ball 3-1. Murphy now up to 49 pitches. 37 strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. Blew it by him at 91. So a full count here with no one on and 2 away. 6-4 the score in what has become a bit of a offensive showcase in Kannapolis on this Friday night. The 3-2 pitch. Taken, called third strike. He gets the outside corner. And despite allowing those 2 runs, he does pick up strikeout number 4. To end the third. To the top of the fourth we go. Green Jackets now on top. Once again, we'll keep it here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Back here in the top of the fourth, Ambioris Tavares leads it off, and he swings over the first pitch changeup from Ramage as he goes down in the count. Here, 0-1. Tavares led off last inning with a double. He swings and misses here, and he's down 0-2. A flyout and a double for Tavares, who came into today hitting .333 against the Cannonballers as he calls timeout here and steps out. Now 5-for-14, which is about .343. Ramage, not a whole lot of velo, but the 0-2 is blown right by him. A three-pitch strikeout for Tavares to begin the top of the fourth. And that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger. A walk and a triple for him today. He is 5-for-12 this series with three walks as well. And he will take the first pitch he sees for a strike at 80 miles an hour. The 0-1. And on the inside corner for a strike. So all of a sudden we've started seeing a whole lot of strikes. We did not see a lot of that out of Tanner McDougal, the starter. The 0-2 taken outside. The 1-2 count. The pitch is bounced up. Werkinger has extended his hit streak to 9 games, a career long. And he's got the outfield playing very deep here with no one on. 6-4 the score. Green Jackets up a pair. The 2-2. Smoked on the ground towards short, and it eats up Sprinkle and gets all the way through to the outfield. And Werkinger is going to try and take second base. He will slide in safely. Alert heads up base running from Werkinger, who turns what could have been a single into what will presumably be the first error of the game on the Kannapolis Cannonballers, but he gets two bases out of it. And that's sort of what we talked about yesterday. I talked to manager Cody Gabella and asked him about Ethan Werkinger's skill set. And he said, really, it just stands out because he's a hardworking player, a toolsy player, as missing the first pitch is McCabe. But then he comes through with just heads-up plays like that. Oh and one to McCabe. The pitch bounced up, blocked. Werkinger is going to try for third. The throw down has him beat by a mile. He was out by a good 10 steps as Pineda throws him out. Not a caught stealing per se. It'll go down in the book as a caught stealing, but not a caught stealing per se. And now the count's 1-1. McCabe ground to the next one, sharply fouled. The 1-2, fouled off again. And the 1-2. McCabe flies this one foul down the left field line. McCabe in need of a hit. He did walk and score his last time up, but still has yet to record a base knock this series. The 1-2. Swing and a miss at a pitch that goes through the legs of Pineda. He will have to throw down to first, and he does, to get the out that retires his side. So one man reaches, but the Green Jackets will send just three to the plate as McCabe strikes out for the second time. Again, we'll keep it here as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets up 6-4 on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Thank you. Bottom inning number 4 here with Laureano up to the dish, and he puts the first pitch into center field, shallow. Going back is Werkinger, the center fielder, and he will make the catch. One pitch, one out here for Owen Murphy, entering his fourth inning of work. Laureano had grounded out in the first. He's now 0 for 2, and that'll bring up Cabrera Weaver, who drove home a run with a double down the left field line his last time up. The first pitch swung on and missed. The 0-1 waved at and missed. And down in the count, 0-2 is Weaver. Murphy with 4 strikeouts so far in this one. No one on, the 0-2. Slice down the right field line, foul. And the 0-2 again, softly off the end of the bat into left center field for a base hit. A bloop single as Weaver thought about maybe trying for 2 there, and instead he will take his second hit of the day, and he is aboard with 1 away in the inning. So runner on first for the top of the order, Sprinkle. 6-4 the score. Sprinkle grounds this to short. Should be 2. Tavares drops the ball, and there will be no play. Second error of the game on Tavares as Weaver takes second, and Sprinkle is aboard at first. Not the first time this season that Murphy has been hurt by some fielding errors. 3 errors on the day now to the Green Jackets. So 2 aboard now. The tying run is aboard as taking a ball outside is Camaletti. 2 arms now up and throwing for the Green Jackets. Tyree Thompson, and it looks like Jorge Bautista as well is up and warming. The 1-0. Up and away, 2-0. First and second for Camaletti. The pitch taken for a ball. Didn't miss by much. So Camaletti, who leads the league in walks, could have a chance here to pick up another one and load the bases with just 1 away. The pitch right down the middle, called strike at 90 miles an hour. Green Jackets with the same number of hits as errors. However, twice the number of hits as runs. 3-1. Popped up, but foul and out of play. So the count goes full. The 3-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Murphy gets Camaletti to fan, and there are now 2 away with the bases loaded here in the 4th. Excuse me, with runners on first and second in the 4th. Had Camaletti walked there, the bases would have been loaded. So runners on first and second with 2 outs for Tim Elko, capable of tying the game or putting them ahead with just a single swing. The pitch in for a strike. Elko so far today, a strikeout and a single. He scored back in the third. The 0-1. Check to swing and a fastball up high, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him on a high fastball, tried to hold up, but changed his mind too late. Almost a six-year age gap right now, by the way, between batter and pitcher. We'll see if youth can triumph over experience here. Two aboard. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Murphy strikes out two batters to strand two runners, and we head to the fifth inning with the Green Jackets still on top, 6-4. 4, 5, and 6 coming up when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We are in this third inning.
Back here in Kannapolis, through four full innings of ball, the Green Jackets are on top, 6-4. Owen Murphy, his evening might be done through four innings of work. We'll see if he comes out for the fifth. 68 pitches so far, his season high. Six hits, four runs, only two of them earned, with a walk and six strikeouts, a career high. The Green Jackets will be facing, at least temporarily, Cole Ramage with an arm warming in the bullpen for the home team. Could potentially see Billy Seidel tonight, who blew the save and got tagged with the loss on Tuesday's series opener. He got hit around a little bit and then sort of lost the command and the mental side of things, but he can work on short rest. The 0-1. Line to left field and through for a base hit. It nearly was snagged by the shortstop Sprinkle, but Celedonio is aboard with a leadoff single. He has reached now three times, two walks and a base hit. And that'll bring up Justin Janis, 0-2. The pitch to Janis misses down low for a ball. Fourth hit of the game for the Green Jackets. For Celedonio, his second hit of the series. And Janis, 2-for-9 on the series coming into today. Now 2-for-11, was 0-for-3 with a walk yesterday. Trying to get on base. The 1-0, grounded to second, could be two. The second baseman, Camaletti, doesn't go to second. Instead, he just takes the one out at first. He hesitated a little bit there, and it was a slow bouncer. The second fielder's choice for Janis today. So he is out, and Celedonio moves into scoring position with one away for Dawson Diamond, 0-for-1 with a walk. The pitch is taken down low. Six for the score. Green Jackets with a runner in scoring position here with one away in the top of the fifth. As stepping off is Ramage. He didn't get the sign there is what he is indicating to his catcher, Pineda, and that's why he stopped when he did. This might end up as the last batter for Ramage. There is some shuffling in the dugout. 1-0 the count. The pitch taken for a strike. Gets the bottom outside quadrant there. A tough place to hit. The 1-1. Grounded up the third baseline. Fair. Played. The throw is just in time. Celedonio's trying for third, and he is out. Just a baffling base running decision by Jeremy Celedonio will end the inning. And the Green Jackets, with only a two-run lead, can't really afford to make those kinds of mistakes. He tried to come and take third after the throw was made across the diamond. He was out by a good couple of feet. To the bottom of the fifth we go. It is still Green Jackets 6 and Kannapolis 4, and we've got a new pitcher coming in. Tyree Thompson gets the ball when we come back.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at wowway.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in Kannapolis, we've got a pitching change as Tyree Thompson comes in to relieve Owen Murphy. Well, the numbers won't look great. He strikes out a season-high 6, but gives up 6 hits as well with a couple of walks, and he gives up 4 runs, but only 2 of them are earned. So a mixed bag for Owen Murphy in this outing as Tyree Thompson comes in to replace him. Thompson, 5th appearance of the season, a 4.70 ERA through 7 2/3 innings of work, and the first pitch is hit by Baldwin into center field. Workinger will make a belt-high catch at an awkward height. One pitch, one out for Thompson. His last outing came this past weekend, and, well, he didn't pitch great, but no one else did either. He went 2 2/3 innings of work, gave up 1 hit. It was a 2-run home run. Walked 3 and struck out 3. Opponents hitting just 120 off of him, however. A 104 whip. Before that, he had gone 3 scoreless innings, striking out 3. And he bounces up the next pitch here to Willits, who takes a ball. Willits, so far today, is 0-for-1, a sacrifice fly his last time up. The pitch lined up the middle, but right at Ambiori's Tavares, who ranged about 3 steps to his left and made the catch with his glove hand. So just 3 pitches and 2 outs so far for Tyree Thompson. And that'll bring up Luis Pineda. Pineda 0-for-2, a sharp lineout that took away some runs. And he will take ball 1 here from Thompson at 90 miles an hour. And a pop-up his last time up. The pitch gets the outside corner. One and one with 2 away and no one on. Thompson delivers a bouncer, gets all the way to the cage. Thompson a little herky-jerky with his motion. He can really reach back and sling it, though. 6'4", 165. And that might be a generous 165 at that. Louisiana native. The 2-1. is taken low for a ball. Pitched at all four levels of minor league baseball. As he delivers a pitch outside here, and Pineda walks. So one aboard with two away. Initially a draft pick by the Rangers out of high school was Tyree Thompson, but signed as a free agent by the Braves this last offseason. Drake Logan is the next man to bat. 0-for-2. He reached on an error and scored in the second and struck out looking to end the third. Pineda, a short lead off of first. Diamond hasn't thrown out a runner stealing in any of his last four outings. And Thompson finds the zone here, 0-1. Two away. The 0-1 skips up, blocked by Diamond. Thompson can certainly be a little erratic with his off-speed stuff. Pineda, who walked off of first, the 1-1 pitch, popped up, foul down the first baseline. Diamond giving chase near the netting. He is on the netting, and it falls maybe 3 inches on the other side of it. Had that been over by the dugout, he probably could have reached in and made the catch. Instead, it drops, I mean, almost parallel vertically with the netting that protects the fans in the loge seating. So it is a foul ball instead for Drake Logan, and the count's 1-2 with two away. Thompson gets the sign from Diamond. The pitch is taken up high with a fastball at 91. The 2-2. In on the outside corner, called strike three. For the second straight plate appearance, Drake Logan strikes out looking to end an inning. And we head to the sixth. Green Jackets up by a score of 6-4 here in Kannapolis.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Welcome back here to the broadcast. Green Jackets up by a score of 6-4 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Well, the Green Jackets will be facing a new pitcher here. It is Mason Adams out of Jacksonville University, located in, well, you guessed it, Jacksonville, Florida. Out of Okeechobee, Florida. That's down near Orlando. Sort of Disneyland to Disney World, rather, territory down there. Same hometown as a number of baseball players. I'll give you the full list. Florida seems to produce professional baseball players at a rate that resembles that of rabbits, as swinging and missing here is Casanova. 7-8-9 due up. That was 94 from Adams. Casanova 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout. The 0-1 pitch bounces in. He went around. And it's 0-2. As Adams gets a new ball. amongst the players who went to high school in Okeechobee, Cutter Crawford, the 0-2, taken high. Jimmy Jones, Frank Neal, Lonnie Pryor, Reggie Rembert, Gene Harris. A lot of athletes from Florida. The 1-2 swung on and missed at a breaking ball in the dirt. Okeechobee is sort of central Florida, I suppose. So Mekhi Backstrom, a grand slam his last time up, tried to get a second homer with that swing, but misses. Backstrom now 2-for-5 this series. 4 of his 5 runs batted in came on that last swing. The 0-1 is down in the dirt, 1-1. Okeechobee is known for unusually high rates of bullfrog breeding. For whatever reason, because of their climates, there are a lot of bullfrogs. The 1-1, fouled off. Every frog, every bullfrog, lays 10 to 30,000 eggs. And apparently there are up to 1 million bullfrogs in the Okeechobee area. So the more you know. 1-2 to Backstrom with no one on. The pitch is swung on and missed. The breaking ball in the dirt. He's going to run it out to first. The throw from Pineda is in time. So two straight strikeouts here for Casanova and Backstrom, and that'll bring out Francisco Floyd. 1-for-his-last-24, staring down a hat trick. Adams pitched 2 years at Florida Southwestern State College, which is in that very, very difficult JUCO conference down in Florida. The first pitch to Floyd is taken for a strike. That Suncoast conference down there also includes Chippewa College, the 0-1, fouled off loudly by Floyd, where Cedric DeGrom pre-played. And just so many MLB players come through the JUCO ranks in Florida. The 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Pineda is going to have to throw to first. He does in time. It is a inning in which the Green Jackets will strike out 3 times. To the bottom of the 6th we go. Green Jackets up 6-4 with 8-9-1 coming up next in the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to 2 free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Pitching change here in Kannapolis for the Green Jackets as we head to the bottom of the 6th. Tyree Thompson goes an inning, strikes out one, just gives up the one base runner, a walk to Pineda. And entering the game is Jorge Bautista out of La Romana, Dominican Republic, trying to rebound from what was a dicey last outing for him. He went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs. He gave up 2 home runs, however. He struck out 7. And that's sort of what you're going to get from him. When he is on, he is very, very on. Similar to Giancarlo Lara. Great stuff. Tons of strikeouts. He's got 17 strikeouts and 12 innings of work. The first pitch to Laureano was swung on and missed. And an excellent, very deceptive sinker that he uses. He's a sinker-slider kind of pitcher. Via one. Taken for a ball inside, 1-1. However, sometimes a little bit erratic. He has 7 walks in his 3 outings so far. The 1-1 pitch is check swinged, and it's taken for a ball. Strike zone tonight from Michael Corbett has been a little bit on the small side. The 2-1, swung on and missed. Sinker there at 89. Bautista opened the season by going 5 innings and picking up the win and a shutout for the Green Jackets on their first Sunday home game of the season. He's given up 5 runs in his last 7 innings of work, however. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him on a change, I believe. And it becomes a strikeout for Laureano, who's 0-3. And now Cabrera Weaver, he's 2-2. Hits have not exactly been in short supply so far. And Weaver trying to bunt for a hint. He chops it up, and it'll go foul. He bunted that one straight into the ground. Even if it had gone fair, I think the Green Jackets would have tried to let that go foul. Weaver has really good speed. He's already showcased it so far. So 0-1 with one away. The pitch is swung on and missed. That swing was almost in slow motion. 76 miles an hour. That was almost like a gyro-type curve. And again, Bautista just does funky things to the baseball. The 0-2. Blow it by at 94. That is almost a 20-mile-an-hour difference between pitch 2 and pitch number 3. And back-to-back strikeouts to begin his outing here in the 6th. I mean, good luck. And Sprinkle, who is 1-3, a single, a strikeout, and reaching on an error. As he takes strike one from Bautista. The 0-1. Misses away. The Green Jackets, after the base running error by Celedonio, will have, after the 3 strikeout inning last frame, will have the top of the order due out. The pitch is swung on and missed. It is now 1-2. The 1-2 pitch bounced in there, 2-2. Not a bad waste pitch with no one on. 6-4 the score. All of the scoring was done in the first 3 frames so far. The 2-2 pitch fouled off and fought off a breaking ball there, stayed with it. Two pitch, checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal at the line. He did not. More of an appeal out of hope rather than reality. Three, two, taken down and in. So he walked it. And that'll bring up Camaletti. Camaletti struck out last time on a 3-ball count. He's been a little bit vulnerable to the soft stuff this series so far, as Camaletti. But Sprinkle on first, not a bad time to think about trying to steal a base here with two away on the heart of the order, 2, 3, and 4 potentially due up. Pitch is taken outside and low, ball one. And at the very least, we've already seen an error committed by the catcher on a Sprinkle stolen base attempt. The pitch is not going to come over. Instead, he looks him back to first. The 1-0 goes all the way to the backstop, and it is now 2-0 as Sprinkle will advance. We've got a balk. Oh, a pitch clock violation rather on the pitcher. And the count goes to 3-0. With the base open at first, there's really no reason to deliver anything super hittable here, except for the fact that Elko is on deck. The pitch is taken low, ball four. So it's a four-pitch walk, back-to-back free passes issued by Bautista. And there are two aboard now for Tim Elko. Elko, yet to homer this series. I don't want to use my powers of prophecy for evil now, but 6 home runs coming into this week, none yet this series. 1 for 3 today with 2 strikeouts. And 2 aboard, he is the go-ahead run. Dawson Diamond goes out to the mound. To talk with Bautista. 2 aboard and 2 out in the bottom of the 6th. 2-run game. Elko at the plate, and he will swing and miss at a breaking ball. It would seem like Elko has had much more success on fastballs so far, but he has struggled a little bit with the off-speed stuff as well. Both his strikeouts came on breaking balls earlier today. The 0-1 checked his swing, but did not offer. Back-to-back curveballs from Bautista. See if he goes to the sinker here. Infield playing up the middle with McCabe guarding the line at third. The 1-1. Got him again on the curveball. It's 1-2. He's not even close. Now the question is, with an experienced hitter, do you go back a third time and try and find the genie from the bottle with another off-speed pitch? He's gone to 3 straight curveballs here against the leading hitter in the Carolina League. Or do you try to do something with a fastball here? First and second, 2 away. The 1-2. Chopped foul off the inside of the ankle. It was an off-speed pitch, but a changeup rather than a curveball that time. So again, the 1-2. Elko leads the league and runs batted in. The pitch is taken in the dirt. So 2-2 now with 2 away. 2-run ball game. The pitch to Elko. Grounded to third. The shortstop Tavares cuts it, throws on a line to first base to get the out that retires the side. Tavares gets Elko, and we head to the 7th inning here with the Green Jackets on top by a score of 6-4. Tavares, Workinger, McCabe due up next on the Green Jackets Radio Network. We'll keep it right here. Back here for the top of the seventh, Tavares steps in, and he will take the first pitch, as again we've got the dog visitor here in the radio booth. He is very, very cute and very jumpy, and now he sits down, and I'm doing the wrong play-by-play here. The 0-1 to Tavares is taken for a strike on the outside corner. It's not every day that you get to have a dog on the broadcast, and... let's see if he'll go for the mic again. Anything to say? Maybe not. As Tavares strikes out swinging. So that'll bring up Ethan Workinger. Had a productive day so far. He is 1-for-2. A walk, he reached on an error, and he tripled home a run. And he takes strike one here as well. On the mound right now for Kannapolis, as Workinger nearly gets hit in the shoulder, something he has been the recipient of a couple of times this season. Mason Adams has been dealing, though. The 1-1 fouled off on a high fastball at 93. Adams, the ERA at 3.95. He got smoked his first outing of the season, but since then has been very, very good. The 1-2. Right down the middle, called strike three. Five straight strikeouts here for Adams. And that'll bring up David McCabe, who walked and scored earlier today, but still riding along 0-for. First pitch to McCabe, outside for a ball. Taking a look around some scores from the Carolina League, if the Wi-Fi will comply here for a second. The 1-0. Grounded foul by McCabe. The Green Jackets up 6-4 here in the top of the seventh. Six runs, four hits, three errors for Augusta. Four runs, six hits, and an error for Kannapolis. 1-1 is the count on McCabe with no one on and two away. The pitch is taken right down the middle by David McCabe, staring down a hat trick of strikeouts around the Braves organization today. obviously every affiliate is in action. The pitch is check swinged upon. He goes around. Oh, he does not go around. They appeal up the line, and they say he held up. It looked a certainty that he had gone around them. And the pitch swung on and missed. Six consecutive strikeouts for Mason Adams, looking like his former high school teammate, Hunter Crawford, out there. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh, and we'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch, as always, the Green Jackets Radio Network. Well, tomorrow night, I'll be singing that Take Me Out to the Ball Game. They've been pushing it back, you know. They're just afraid. But 4, 5, and 6 due up, and Baldwin will pop the first pitch he sees. Foul down the third baseline. McCabe, battling the sun, will make the catch. Anytime the Green Jackets can get Baldwin out is a positive, as he is now 1-for-3 on the day. And that'll bring up Bryce Willits, 0-for-2 with the sacrifice fly. The pitch to the lefty, taken up high for a ball. Thinking about maybe after this game is over, checking out Culver's, the 1-0, grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. I've only been to Culver's once in my life, and it was actually not too far from Okeechobee, Florida, just to bring everything full circle here. But anyways, I digress. One aboard with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pineda is 0-for-2, a line out, a pop out, and a walk. Willits on first, has some good speed. First pitch is grounded foul off of Pineda. Willits, a former UC Santa Barbara gaucho, just like the leadoff man Sprinkle. The 0-1 bounced in, really good block by Diamond, who throws down to first, not in time. One on one the count, three-step lead for Willits at first. The pitch is swung on and missed, a sinker in the dirt. One and two, the count. With one away, Willett's a big lead. The pitch is taken for a ball. Borderline, but maybe just a little bit low. The count's two and two. Tomorrow, back to a 7 p.m. game time, and then Sunday is a 1 o'clock start time, so no two consecutive games will have been played at the same start time this series. The 2-2 pitch, waved at and missed. Third strikeout for Batista, and there are two away. And that'll bring up Drake Logan, 0 for 3. He reached on an error and scored and struck out looking twice. Each of the last two times he has come up to the plate, he has struck out looking to end an inning. And the first pitch is swung on and missed. The Green Jackets will look to break a run of six consecutive strikeouts with 4, 5, and 6 due up in the next frame. 0-1 to Logan. Popped to center field. Coming in is Workinger, the center fielder. He gives way to Backstrom, who comes across to his right and makes the catch to retire the side. A single and nothing else as we head to the top of the eighth. Green Jackets up 6-4, entering the final stages here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at wowway.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the top of inning number 8, the Green Jackets are still struggling to find a way through against Mason Adams, who has struck out all 6 batters he has faced. And weirdly enough, not the first reliever in this series to strike out 6 straight batters. Hayden Harris did it last night for Augusta. As it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Celedonio, Janis, and Diamond. Celedonio has reached 3 times today. He's 1-for-1, a single, and a pair of walks for him. He has walked more than anyone on this team this year. And he will take ball one today. He walked 3 times. He was the first player on the Green Jackets to draw 3 walks in a single game 2 weeks ago. He also leads the team in multi-strikeout games. The 1-0 fouled off. And he also leads the team in home runs with 4. No one else, aside from Ethan Workinger, has more than 2. 6-4 the score. Green Jackets up a pair. The 1-1, breaking ball taken low. And it is 2-1. The Green Jackets got all 6 of their runs in the 3rd inning of this game. Kannapolis got 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd, and 2 in the bottom of the 3rd. The pitch taken up and away, 3-1. So Celedonio trying to work his way aboard for the 4th time. The pitch fouled off, and we've got a full count. So no one on, no one out for the leadoff man at the top of the 8th. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. 7 straight strikeouts for Adams. First strikeout of the day for Celedonio. Adams has struck out 7 batters on 28 pitches. The first pitch here to Janis is popped up. Center fielder calls for it, and he will make the catch. At the very least, it's not a strikeout, but there's two away. Dawson Diamond next to the dish. He is 0 for 2. A pop out, a walk, and he lined into, well, grounded into technically a 5-3-5 double play. With a runner on second, the third baseman threw him out at first, and then the runner on second, Celedonio, got caught trying to steal a bag there. First 5-3-5 double play we've seen this year as Diamond takes a ball. The pitch fouled off. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Outside corner for a called strike. No one on. The 1-2 taken high. Fastball elevated there at 94. Adams has lowered his ERA down to 3.60 through 2 2/3 innings of work. 7 strikeouts. No hits allowed yet. The 2-2 bounced in and blocked well by Pineda. The Green Jackets came into today having struck out more times than any other team in the Carolina League. They came in today having struck out 267 times. The pitch taken down and in for a ball. So the first base runner reaches against Adams, and it's Dawson Diamond, his second walk of the day. The Green Jackets tonight have struck out 14 more times already. 2 3 strikeout games for Floyd and McCabe, and 2 2 strikeout games from Casanova and Tavares. And it's Casanova who's at the dish now, the first batter to see Adams for a second time. Diamond being held on at first by Elko with two away in the top of the eighth. The pitch is socked to left field for a base hit. Diamond will hit second. It's hit too hard to get him to third. As Casanova's hit streak extends, he is now picking up steam, and there are two aboard with two away here in the eighth. And Mekhi Backstrom, whose grand slam as of right now stands as the winning run, Backstrom struck out his last time up. 1 for 3 with a long fly out and a grand slam. He takes the first pitch down and in for a ball. Backstrom was able to showcase that 65 grade power per Baseball America, hitting 111 miles an hour over the right field wall. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball that bounced 57 feet from the plate. Casanova, who singled, is off of first. Diamond, who walked, is off of second, finally making Mason Adams work a little bit here. The 1-1. Breaking ball, in for a strike at the bottom of the zone. 80 miles an hour there. Some good vertical action, and it's 1-2. Backstrom trying to avoid a second straight strikeout. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. And he goes down on strikes. A single and a walk. Two left. With two more strikeouts to the line of Mason Adams. Bring him up to 8 on the day. To the bottom of the 8th we go. Batista's going to be back out on the mound for the Green Jackets. Back in a flash on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Somebody said we got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're at, I bet she's a pro.
Bottom of inning number 8 here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, where the pig mascot and cannonballer mascot are caught about 4/5 of the way down the warning track, and the inning has to be held up until they can get off the field, much to the dismay of the umpires. But when in minor league baseball, you know? As up to bat first here is Janabi Laureano, 0-3. Cabrera Weaver on deck. He is 1-3. Sprinkle, who has reached three times, is the third batter due up this half inning. First pitch of the inning is inside for a ball. Laureano, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout as Batista enters his third inning of work. The 1-0 misses away. So far, Batista, two innings of work, one hit, two walks, three strikeouts, which is very much to par based on what you would expect of him. The 2-0 tipped off of a sensitive area for Diamond, got him on the inside of the thigh. Two and one on Laureano. 6-4 the score, bottom of the eighth. The pitch is taken for a strike. Sinker there at 91. The best way to describe Batista is he's wiry. 6 feet tall, 155 pounds. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, just misses. He thought he had it, so did Dawson Diamond. The count's full to the leadoff man. 3-2. Taken. Oh, man, that is so close to being a strike. And instead it becomes a leadoff walk. It's a pitch that probably was, in fact, a strike on the paint, courtesy of the TrackMan electronic strike zone that we have. So it's the third walk surrendered by Batista. And that'll bring up Weaver. A double, a single, an RBI, and a strikeout for him tonight. The pitch grounded softly towards third. McCabe will play it in foul territory. Oh, and one the count. The pitch taken low. No action in either bullpen, suggesting that Adams, who is approaching 40 pitches, will likely be back out to the mound to work the ninth. And given the work he's done in so far, why not? Batista misses low and away. So 2-1 here with the runner on first, the batter representing the tying run. The pitch taken low into the dirt, 3-1. Batista, the 3-1, grounded to third. McCabe drops the ball. And everyone is safe. It'll be the fourth error of the ball game on the Green Jackets, and it puts the tying run aboard for the top of the order with no one out here in the eighth. Well, Tavares committed two errors earlier in the game. He's up to seven errors on the year. This one will go on McCabe, and it'll put Jordan Sprinkle at the plate. Sprinkle, a single, a walk, and he reached on an error, and he struck out. He squares to bunt and pulls it back on a high fastball. It's McCabe's fourth error of the year. Elsewhere in the Braves organization, Rome and Bowling Green are tied at 1-1.5. Mississippi and Pensacola are about to get underway, and A.J. Smith-Shavers' double-A debut, and a grounder to third. McCabe to second for one, on to first, double play. As McCabe makes amends and turns two as they go around the horn. Laureano out at second. Rather, Laureano to third. Weaver is out at second. And Sprinkle out at first. 5-4-3 it goes, and that'll bring up Camaletti with a runner on third, but now two away. A.J. Smith-Shaver, by the way, after being named the South Atlantic League's Player of the Month, gets promoted to double-A. And we've got a conversation going on between the umpires here, and they're just going to reset the clock at the end of all of that. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Camaletti so far today, a walk, a single, a strikeout, and a ground out. Still with the highest walk rate in all of minor league baseball for qualified players. The 0-1, taken in the dirt. A fan just yelled, steal. Gotta love these Friday afternoon crowds. The runner on third would represent a run that makes it a one-run game. It is still 6-4, Jackets up two in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch goes all the way past Diamond. It rebounds off the backstop play at the plate, not in time. And it is now a one-run game. So it is now 6-5. And the pitch is flown foul down the left field line. Camaletti might have broken his bat there. He gives it a cursory inspection. It will likely be an unearned run to Bautista when this inning does come to a conclusion, given the error before by McCabe. The 2-2. Grounded towards second base. In fact, it's the first baseman, Janis, who fields, throws to Bautista, who steps on the bag for the out that retires the side. They give it as a passed ball on Dawson Diamond to make it a one-run game as we hit inning number 9 here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Final frame coming up. We've got a good one as we enter the final frame on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Well, we are not exactly in the state of Mississippi. We're actually not all that close to being in the state of Mississippi. Well, I guess we're closer than it could be, but regardless of where we are in proximity to Mississippi, we're back here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Atrium Health Ballpark is the scene. 9-1-2 to up in the top of the ninth. Green Jackets up a run, 6-5. First pitch from Adams is a breaking ball that misses by 3 feet and goes to the backstop. Tomorrow night, Green Jackets will send out J.R. Ritchie, the number 3 overall prospect in the organization. The 1-0. Taken up and in by Francisco Floyd. He has struck out 3 times today. He has worked some deep counts, but has failed to make him count, so to speak. Trying to avoid the golden sombrero. The 2-0. Chopped up the middle. It's a slow roller. The shortstop comes over to make the play. It is just in time. Sprinkle got that one out. Floyd gets down the line very fast, and he is retired by a matter of milliseconds. So he's 0-for-4. Tavares now up to the plate. He is 1-for-4. 2 strikeouts and a flyout to go along with a double. It's Floyd's second 3-strikeout game of the season, for whatever it's worth. First pitch, Tavares sails in for a strike. Just lofted up there by Mason Adams. Now through 3 1/3 innings of work. Via 1. Swing and a miss. Tavares wanted to add to his home run from last night with that cut. Tavares has raised his average now up to over 200. He's hitting 210 now on the season. The 0-2. Breaking ball. Misses inside. Nearly gets him at the back leg. 8 strikeouts so far for Mason Adams. Of the 10 batters he has retired, just 1 hit given up. The 1-2. Check the swing. Did he go? He did not. However, the pitch was in the zone, and they did not call it. So it goes both ways. A tough inside corner today for both pitching staffs. But the count's 2-2 on Tavares with no one on and one away. The pitch is bounced up. Good frame job by Pineda. Looked like it might have skimmed on top of the plate. And Tavares has a full count. No action in either bullpen, which suggests that Batista is going to try and complete the save in the next half inning. The 3-2 swing and a miss. In fact, foul tipped, and it goes off the mask of the catcher. It took a bounce off the umpire, the home plate umpire as well. 6 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for the Green Jackets. 5 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Kannapolis as time is called by Tavares. Three and two the count. The pitch, up and in. And Tavares, not happy with the location of that one, is aboard for the second time today. He draws the walk, and that'll bring up Ethan Werkinger. He struck out looking his last time up. He has walked and tripled in a run today. Tavares on first leads the league in caught stealings, and that doesn't even include the 2 times he's been picked off of first. 5 times he's been thrown out at second, and twice he has been picked off, and he has a huge lead here. And he will go back to the bag here, but the first pitch is in for a strike. For a guy who's been caught leaning a couple times, he might think he might become a little bit more conservative on the base paths, but that is not the case. 0-1 to Werkinger. He's faking as if he's going. The pitch is inside by a fraction of an inch, and it's 1-1. Werkinger now on a 9-game hit streak. 5-for-14 this series. Tavares a big lead again. The 1-1. Grounded towards third. And the third baseman backhands it, fields it, throws over to second, and it's dropped. And Tavares will go back to the bag safely. They're going to rule that he is safe at second rather than it occurring on the transfer. And that's going to be an E4. An error on Camiletti on the catch. So Werkinger is aboard on an error for the second time today, and there are 2 aboard with 1 out. Sometimes if an error occurs on the transfer from the glove to the hand, for example, if Camiletti had caught that ball and then dropped it while trying to throw, they'll call the runner out, but that was certainly not the case there. So it's an E4. Tavares is on second for David McCabe, who is 0-for-3 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. He needs a knock, and he will take a strike. McCabe really slumping here, down to 189. He led the Green Jackets in batting average. He was hitting 330 2 weeks ago. The 0-1 pitch, grounded towards second. Fielded by Camaletti. His only play is to first, and that throw is nearly offline. It is caught for the out. So McCabe advances two runners to scoring position with two away for Jeremy Celedonia. 4-3 the put out for McCabe. Green Jackets up a run. It is 6-5 here in the top of the ninth. Two runners in scoring position. Celedonia so far today, one for two. A single and a strikeout with two walks. A base hit here would give the Green Jackets some much-needed insurance. They will be coming up against a dangerous part of the lineup in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch, off speed, taken inside for a ball. Crowd is a little frustrated at some of these balls and strikes calls. I think both pitching staffs are wanting maybe a larger strike zone, perhaps, but who wouldn't if you were a pitcher, wouldn't you? The 1-0. Taken inside again. That one was a little bit more inside than the previous pitch, and it's 2-0. There is a base open at first. Justin Janis on deck is 0-4. The 2-0. Taken up and away. A fan sardonically suggests that that should have been strike three, and instead the count's 3-0. Frankly, in this situation, I don't get why you wouldn't just give the intentional walk with the cleanup hitter at the plate and a man who is 0-4 on deck. But I guess they're going to try and pitch to the cleanup man instead. The 3-1 pitch is fouled off. Celedonio leads the team in RBIs. He leads the team in home runs. I suppose now with a 3-1 count, the decision has been made. But and also, I mean, this is still developmental baseball. You do gain something as a pitcher from having to pitch in these situations, but from a wins and losses standpoint, I would give up the free bat. Now that I say that, he's probably going to come back and strike him out. 3-1 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's 3-2. Tavares on third. And Workinger on second. Green Jackets up a run in the top of the ninth with two away. The count is full on Celedonia. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout for Celedonio. The ninth strikeout in four full innings of work for Mason Adams. As he strands runners on the second and third, and we head to the bottom of inning number nine. Green Jackets up one. They'll look to close it out. Can Bautista lock down the four-inning save? Find out in a flash.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
What you looking at? My face look like I don't wanna chat. My wrist look clean.
And it's me, it's me.
Your party look lame. I'ma have to pass. Cause I'm fresh in the flesh.
Back here, bottom of the ninth. Can the Green Jackets win their fourth game in a row? As they continue their climb back to 500 baseball, they're looking for their first series win of the season. Bautista is the man who is on the mound. So far today, Bautista has pitched three innings, has given up one hit, just one run, but three walks and three strikeouts. He's dealt with base runners in every frame. And it's going to be Elko, Baldwin, and Willits to lead it off. Elko, 1-for-4. Baldwin is 1-for-3 with a walk and a triple. And Willits is 1-for-3 as well with a sacrifice fly. They have far and away been the danger men so far in today's game. And in this week's series, really, indeed. Tim Elko leads the league in home runs. A home run would tie it. As the ball comes in from left field and Everyone has to step back. Beautiful golden hour skies here. Can the Green Jackets make it a beautiful win? First pitch of the inning, grounded foul by Elko down the left field line. It takes a hop over the Green Jackets bullpen and hops up into the stands. And Elko appears to have broken his bat on that one. It did sound a little hollow. Decent attendance tonight. They're expecting a sellout tomorrow night. 7 o'clock start time. J.R. Ritchie will be the starter for the Green Jackets. The 0-1 pitch fouled off again by Elko. It'll be J.R. Ritchie for the Green Jackets. Drew McDaniel will go for Kannapolis. So you've got a McDaniel following a McDougal. Score one for the alliteration. 0-2 the count on Elko. The pitch taken for a ball. I mean, on another day, that's strike three. A sinker at 93 miles an hour right on the paint. And he gets a chance to try it again. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bautista got him back to the breaking ball. And there's one away here in the bottom of the ninth. A hat trick for Elko, the reigning player of the month. And that'll bring up Brooks Baldwin. And now up to the plate, Brooks Baldwin. A walk, a triple, a flyout, and a pop out for him. He checks his swing on the first pitch. They appeal to the first base umpire. He did not go. Baldwin has been raking this series. He came into today 7 for 13. He is now 8 for 16 and even 500 with 6 runs batted in, a homer, and 2 doubles. And he'll ground this one foul down the first base line. And he's got a 1-1 count to deal with here. The 1-1. Flown into shallow center field. Coming in is the left fielder Casanova. He calls off Werkinger. Now Werkinger will take it for the second out. And the Green Jackets are one out away from their first series win of the season. And it'll be Bryce Willits, who represents the final chance here for the Cannonballers. The lefty looks in and takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. The 0-1. Grounded to first. This is going to do it. Bautista, the pitcher, tosses to first, and the ball game is over. It is a fourth consecutive victory for the Augusta Green Jackets, who barbecue the Qs here on Friday night. The first series win of the season. The Green Jackets now just 2 games under 500. Coming into this series, they were 7-13. They will be guaranteed to improve upon that as they improve to 11-13 with the win. Kannapolis is now dangerously approaching 500 territory themselves as they come into today 12-10. They are now 12-11. The Green Jackets have all of a sudden approached 500 out of nowhere as the ball game concludes. The winning run was driven in on the grand slam by Mekhi Backstrom all the way back in the third. And that is today's play of the game, courtesy of IT Guys. Let's take a listen to how it sounded back in the third. They are still loaded here for the lefty Backstrom. The pitch is lined to right center field and deep. It is way back there and it is gone. Backstrom demolishes the first grand slam of the season for the Augusta Green Jackets, and he has blown this game wide open. Jimmy Neutron strikes again, launching one, a laser beam over the wall in right center field. He does get his first knock of the season. That would be Mekhi Backstrom's first home run of the season. He is today's IT Guy, brought to you by Premier Networks. And that brings us to the conclusion of our broadcast, the Easy Game excuse me, the Easy Go post-game show, where we give you the totals and everything that happened in today's game. The Green Jackets win 6-5. 6 runs, 5 hits, 4 errors for Augusta. 5 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for the Green Jackets. Or rather, for Kannapolis. Augusta, by the way, is now on a bona fide win streak. A 4-game win streak so far. And they can make it 5 tomorrow with J.R. Ritchie taking the mound. There have been some celebratory attitudes in the Augusta locker rooms after games. And they deserve it after another gutsy win come from behind fashion. The win goes to Jorge Bautista, 2-1. As McDougal will pick up the loss, he falls to 0-1. The Green Jackets tag him for 5, his first earned runs of the entire season. Bautista, who could have been credited with the save had he entered in the 6th, ends up getting credited with the win instead. Rather, had he entered in the 7th, gets credited with the win. So no save in this one, but Bautista does improve to 2-1. As the losing pitcher, McDougal, picks up his first professional decision this year. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Green Jackets win again as their impressive road trip here in Kannapolis continues. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:45 pregame show, Taxslayer pregame show as always, and a 7 o'clock first pitch from J.R. Ritchie when we are here tomorrow evening. Green Jackets dub again, 4 in a row. Make it a streak, baby. Talk to you tomorrow.